Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did everybody receive Jesus?
No.
Or what he preached or taught?
No.
What happened with Jesus? What happened with Paul? What happened with Peter? What's happened ever since then? Some believed, and some believed not. Completely different response to hearing the same thing. To him that believes, he'll be saved. To him that believes not, he'll be damned or condemned. It is written. Same word, different response. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. And after Paul had spoken one word, he said, "Well spoke the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, Go ye to this people and say, Hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, their all ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore to you that the salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house," told you he had it, "and received all that came into him." What was he doing? Preaching the kingdom of God, teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Go with me back to Luke. I need to add this scripture. Hold on to 1 Thessalonians, or you can get it again. We were there in Luke, the 5th chapter. What did they do? They came to hear and to be healed. Is this resonating in you better? Why would you need to hear? Because the healing is the result of your response to what you heard. Just like being born again is the result of your response to the Word of God. In John 5, 15, they came to hear and to be healed. Did I say John? Well, you knew what to do though, right? Luke 5, 15. And they came to hear and be healed. Keep reading. Verse 16. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, Luke 5, 17, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present or there to heal them. Why is the power of the Lord present to heal them? What's he doing? He's teaching. Teaching what? The Word. The power of the Lord's there to heal who? Well, Pharisees, doctors of the law, everybody that's come out of the town of Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, everybody, them. And behold, men brought in a man who was taken with a palsy. They sought means to bring him in and lay him before him. But when they could not find by what way to bring him because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop, let him down through the tiling. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." The Pharisees got upset about that. Who can forgive sins but God alone? He said, "Why reason in your hearts? Which is easier to say, sins forgiven, arise up and walk, but that you may know. Rise, take up your couch and go into your house." Is this a word of God? Is this a word of God?
Yes.
Is this a word of God?
Yes.
Just like light, be. Arise, get up. Get your couch. Is there power in here?
Yes.
But there was already power there to heal everybody. But He got up. He took his bed, departed to his own house, glorifying God, and they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we were filled with fear, saying, we've seen strange things today. And if you look at the rest of it, they tried to kill him. They tried to cause him problems. Here you got a house full of people not appreciating what they're hearing, and so they're getting no results. The power of the Lord is there, but nobody's getting healed. Is it possible the power of the Lord can be in a place for people to be born again, saved, and nobody get born again? Is it possible? When the gospel is preached, the power is there. They didn't esteem who they were with. They didn't value what they were hearing. It just made them mad. They wanted to argue. They're not there to receive. They're there to take notes and find fault with what Jesus' doctrine is and go back and accuse him to the authorities. So their terrible response to the Word of God results in them not getting healed. But here's some old boys that so value the Word of God until they will do whatever they have to do to get in there with the Word of God. Is that right? They checked out every entrance point. They couldn't find it. They were willing to go up on the housetop, and the paralyzed guy was willing to let them drag him up there. They were willing. Aren't you glad they weren't so overly concerned about a lawsuit? Either dropping him or tearing up the man's housetop. What was their objective? What was the burning thing in their hearts and minds? Got to get to the Word of God. Who's in there? Jesus. Who is he? The Word of God. What's he doing? He's giving out the Word of God. And where the Word of God is, the power's there. The power's there to heal. And man, he got healed. But you'd have to add to the Bible to say any of those Pharisees or doctors of the law whom the power was there to heal got healed. We can assume none of them did, even though the power was there to do it. The problem is not in God being able to heal. The problem is not in Him not being willing to heal. Men have said that was it. But it's not. The issue is bad responses to the Word of God. Look in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13. Let this reverberate through you, in you. Paul said, by the Spirit of God, to the church at Thessalonica, the saints in Thessalonica. He said, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. He said, I just thank God all the time about this. Because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, through us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God. And what was the result? What was the result? Which effectually, that's the same word for power, works also in you that believe. Amen. Oh, friend, this is the difference. The Word of God is not bound. No Word of God is void of power or incapable of being fulfilled. Nothing's impossible with Him. But it happens all the time. Two people sit side by side. They hear the same word. One of them is bored and wants to go. And the other one goes, that's the Word of God. That's the Word of God. Not making too much of a vessel it came through, but spiritual enough to know the Word of God when you hear it. Why? Because it's this book, and it sounds like this book, and it's the same Spirit who authored this book who lives in you. And if you're born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, you know the Word of God when you hear it. And if you will hear it and go, oh, that's the word of God. That's the word. That's not just Brother Keith talking. That's not just Miss Phyllis. That's not just somebody else. That's the word of God. Be it unto me according to your word, oh God. The moment you do that, the power is begin to be released inside you, and it works powerfully. It works effectually. Did you see it said it works?
Yes.
Come on, did you see it said it works? It works. It works. Mr. Well, I tried that. It didn't work. No. The word works powerfully when and if you respond to it. You have to respond to the word of God. We live in a crude, disrespectful world. Generations now have lost ground. Generation by generation by generation. Many have not taught their children to respect anything because they themselves were not taught to respect anything. And this is a giant problem when it comes to God and when it comes to His Word. What did He say? Those that honor me. You know what He said? I will honor. You want to treat His Word like nothing? It'll be you that gets left out. Oh, but friend, I'm so thankful. Phyllis and I just thanking God all week, as we normally do. Blessings, 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 blessings. It's the greatest privilege of our life to be able to minister to you. Hallelujah. Oh, how wonderful it is. I said, how wonderful it is. It all comes back to one thing. We don't come here to play bingo. Huh? We didn't come here tonight to talk politics. Come on, are y'all with me or not? What's this about? His Word. Oh, the incorruptible seed of the glorious Word of God, the Word of life, the living Word, who also is Jesus. Oh, friend, the more respect we can have for the Word, the more reverence and the more of a faith response we give to the Word, that's why we're going to see pop, 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 pop. Come on, are you listening? It's not just because I or Phyllis might do an amazing job preaching. That's not it. It's not just because we read a few verses. It's because our faith and our respect for the Word is going to come up to another level. Come on, are y'all with me or not? We'll come up to another level. And you'll not just be sitting there looking at me or whoever's speaking, and I won't just be looking at you. We will be going, the Word of God, the Word of God, the living, saving, healing, delivering Word of God is working mightily in me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.